Hello, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry I missed your phone call. I was just finishing up with another client.
Oh, yeah. You're good. What's up?
Yeah, so the text messages, right, I know it went away for sure, but I think it reverted back. So this is your cell phone, right? The 704-363-5491. Okay. So that's what's in there. But for some reason, it messaged the 932 number. Okay, so give me 1 second here. Change this. Update.
Can't send SMS to 932 number.
I know. I know. I remember that was the issue last time.
Yeah.
So give me a second here. Jump back over here. Then I have a update on the post too, okay?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Is that like these posts that they're telling me I can get to on my dashboard? Is that included in the fee I'm already paying?
Yes, sir. It is.
Okay. Because Yelp's wearing me out, man. They're calling saying I'm not showing up, I'm not showing up. And then other people's calling saying I'm not showing up. And I'm like, well, there's something I need to find out here.
Let me see. Okay. So I just sent the text that didn't go through, like the last one. And I changed.
It didn't go through?
Yeah. Okay. So it didn't go through. You were sent a text on 9/24. So just 2 days ago. And it said it didn't go through because it tried to send it to the landline, right? So I changed the mobile device on file, and I want to make sure the banner goes away. So give me one quick sec here. It should be gone now. So if you log into your dashboard, that red banner should be completely gone.
Okay, let's see here. All right. Let's see if I can get to my dashboard.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, no, it says it's here. It says update. It's the red thing, update.
Do me a favor, refresh the page.
Okay, so you want me to update it? Okay.
No, don't update the phone number, just because I already did it. All you got to do is just click, refresh on your browser or whatever you're on, you know?
Yeah, let's see, I'm on my mobile. Okay, I think it's gone. Let me see if I took care of it. Yeah, I think it did. Okay.
I'll check it tomorrow, too, to make sure it doesn't, go back. And if it does, I'm going to message. Oh, because hold on. It did go back right now. Give me a second here. It did. So it would have went back tomorrow, too. So give me a second. The banner should still be off, but... Let me change the cell phone on here again. Let me go into the back office settings. That's probably going to be the better ticket. So hold on. Go right here. Boom. Copy that. Let me hit save on this guy. Okay. Refresh. Let me go home. I don't know why it does that, man. Okay. So now I should be good. I went so normally I just update it on it's like our system, right? So, but like company jargon I'm talking about, but I went to where I normally update things, but it didn't stick for some reason. So now I went into settings, but I'll still regardless, I'll check it tomorrow to make sure it doesn't revert back, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's still showing on my end.
Is it?
I'm here looking at it. Yeah.
Okay. And you already refreshed?
Well, I don't really know what refresh is on this thing. Where would I find refresh? Where is that?
Let me look on my phone real quick. So let me see where. So top right hand corner. You know what I do? So I don't know if it's the same on your phone, but I just I take my finger and I scroll down. Like I just push down on it. I tap the screen and I push down and it refreshes the page.
Add the desktop. No, that's not it. Let's see if this is it. Maybe that does it. Let's see. No. Let's share.
Let me see. Is it an iPhone?
This is Android.
Yeah. Okay, I have an Android too. So usually everybody I talk to has iPhones.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm old too. Yeah, I like this old thing. But,
yeah, I like the Android too. You know, but
I mean, everybody I talk to has. My son's like, "Dad, you're old fashioned. You need an iPhone." I'm like,
"Yeah,
I wouldn't even know how to use the thing."
For
okay,
sure.
I'm gonna start over and go back right quick while I got you here.
Okay.
See what it does. So let's see here. Where's my dashboard? Somewhere. Local splash. Where is the dashboard? Here it is. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Let me see what it does. Well, it's still there, man. I don't know. What's
is it really? It disappeared for me, man. That is crazy.
Okay. It says our last SMS to you. You fail, please review your cell phone number.
What's it say on the total results?
You know what it might be? You guys got some kind of a different number that you're tracking me with. It's a 387.
Yeah, you'll have a call tracking number. Let me see what it is. I don't think that should play into it, though, but let me see.
I wouldn't think it would, but it could be because
yeah,
a lot of times.
387-6511 is what
right,
it is.
Right, right. Yeah.
Right.
So that's the tracking number, right?
Yeah, that's the tracking number. Yes, sir.
But that's not necessarily. Okay, so tell me a little bit, Daniel, about this. I mean, I'm interested to see how do I get this Google presence here? What is it I need to be doing here to get, I mean, is that already there or am I supposed to be doing something or? When people call, are they calling this tracking number? Is that what they're supposed to be
They call that tracking number, but it calls you directly. So it goes to, like, your right. cell phone when they call it. Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. And so that is really the way that I'm getting these leads that I assume that you guys are saying I got a lot of leads here. And I don't know if I'm getting all these leads or not. 22 total results. I'm like,
so
if you click
on the 22, like the where it says leads, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna see like 21 phone calls. It'll show you the actual like phone number of who called. You know?
Okay, that's what I'm interested in. Yeah. Okay, now that's something I haven't been getting. So now I see something here: a 980-499. Has called, and I was unaware that I had that. Okay.
Yeah. So if you click on that, it'll always show you. It'll show you too, like SMS. What I like to do because there's a lot on there, right? So I'll just I'll go through the tab. So instead of just looking at phone calls, like if I want to see the website lead, I'll click on website, and then it'll show me like what they put. Like their phone number, who they are, their message, like all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not able to scroll down on this for some reason. I don't know what that's about. But
You got to click load more once you get to the bottom.
Okay. Would you like to have a chat with me? Oh, I don't think so. I got a chat going on now. So I don't know where is that at, Daniel, that I would click at the bottom. Where?
So are you on all leads right now? 24?
Okay,
leads?
I got it.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. I got you now. Okay.
Cool. Because it won't show them all because it's just too many. Like, what will happen is you just got to click on load more, and then it will load the additional, you know.
Is there any way to erase the old ones?
Yeah, that's what I looked into, and I know they called you on it, so I'm assuming the answer to that's no.
I really didn't ever get an answer on that. I was just wondering about it, so, load more. Here we go, so we can load more. Huh, okay, I got a Griffith here I didn't know I had. All right, so I do have some here I didn't know I had.
Cooking with fire.
Yeah.
The post too, so just so you know, Kelly's amazing. She's on our like Google optimization team. She's working on that. So your post situation, that should be fixed where, they're doing Google posts. Just give it like another 24 hours, you know?
Okay. Cool. All right. So, will I be able to check that on my end?
Yeah, yeah. What I could do is I'll put you in for tomorrow, same time. That way I can make sure for one, the red banner doesn't come back. And then two, we can make sure those Google posts are good. And then I'll talk to you again too about Google Guaranteed, see how you're feeling with that, you know? So we'll just do all three birds,
yeah,
one stone.
Let's see now. You said tomorrow, same time. I probably will be in church at this time tomorrow.
Oh,
so we might need to bump it up
church.
A little bit.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Push it to Thursday, whichever one. We could do it a little sooner, couldn't we?
Yeah, of course. What time works best for you?
Let's do it earlier afternoon, like sometime between 1 and 3. Would that work for you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'll put you in right now. I'll put you in for 1 o'clock. Okay.
That sounds great. Okay.
Awesome. All right. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You have a great rest of your day, okay? Keep my fingers crossed. No red banner.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is, because it disappears on my end. So, yeah.
I really thought it was gone on my end there for a day or two. I don't know. I think
it came back, though, because I did see the cell phone changed on file. So I'll double check it tomorrow, and if needed, we'll get like an IT guy on it, you know? So we'll figure it out for sure. Okay.
Okay, man. Thank you. All right.
All right. No problem, Scott. Have a great rest of your night, sir. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.